In a world of busy days and endless screen time, your eyes deserve some attention. When was the last time you really focused on their well-being? At Iris, your eyes are our priority. Our optometrists provide thorough eye exams to ensure your eyes stay healthy and sharp. Don't put it off. Visit iris.ca to book your eye exam today. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Gilles Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Ramp, expect delays there. When it's time to renew your car insurance, choose your local insurance expert, BCAA, for trusted advice. Just go to bcaa.com to renew online. We've got some fog this morning, Ben, a mix of sun and cloud. It's going to be a beautiful day, dry and sunshine. The high will be 16, right now 12 degrees.
Move 103.5 is what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, it's the big game tonight. Canucks kick off the season against the Flames. Canucks went 3-1 against the Flames, including going 2-0 at Rogers Arena and outscoring their Pacific Division foes 8-3 in two home ice matchups. Thatcher Demko not in goal as he continues to recover. They're thinking, though, that he may be in goal later this month. Game time, 7 p.m. Rogers. Go Canucks, go. Hurricane Milton on track to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast tonight as a Category 4 storm with sustained wind speeds near 130 miles an hour. Now, they've tried hard to clean all the rubble from Hurricane Helene. That rubble includes sheet metal, cinder blocks, and large appliances, and those remain all over that area of Florida. Officials are worried that Milton's wind will turn that debris into dangerous projectiles that could hit people as well as homes. And did you know that a woman in Washington State called the police this week because her property was being invaded by more than 100 raccoons? They were closing in on for her. She feared for her life. The thing is, she had been feeding those raccoons for 35 years.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeartRadio station. Dream big. Move.
Dream big.
New keyword now.
The keywords are your way to win our daily prizes of $1,000 a day and our final grand prize draw of 20 grand. Coming up on Tuesday.
After the long weekend. So time is winding down. Get in on these keywords. Enter them into our website. You only need to do it once. But hey, the more often you do it, the more chances you have to win. And it's certainly not too late. Even if you've never entered a keyword before, you are not too late. You can still get in on this final draw for $20,000. This hour's keyword is fair. As in the PNE Fair, F-A-I-R, Fair. Enter that at move1035.ca. Could win 20 grand or maybe one of the daily bonus prizes of $1,000. Fair is this hour's keyword. Your next keyword is coming up at 10 on Move Radio.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. Sleep so well, you keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight, but then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then, but you just wanna wake up.
103.5.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night of life so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me.
Today's Best Variety Move, 103.5. If you missed the keyword in our past, in our Dream Big contest, it is fair. This hour's keyword is fair. F-A-I-R. Enter fair on our website at move1035.ca.
We'll have your next keyword in Dream Big coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We talk about dating deal breakers from time to time on the show. Is there a dating deal breaker for you? It's very serious to you, but a lot of other people might think it's silly. 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535. I ask because of this new survey of iPhone users and single people who are on iPhones, 23% of them, nearly a quarter of all iPhone users say a deal breaker for them would be to find out the person that they have just started dating is on an Android phone. stare at. And on the surface, that sounds very silly. It's obviously very important to them. But it is an interesting dynamic. Like, I think there are very few people, like, if you talk about long-term relationships, you're married or whatever, most people, most couples, most families are all on the same platform.
I think with family plans, there's definitely that. So if there's more than two people in a household, for sure. I have a work phone. My husband has his own thing. And there was a time where Brett was an Android user. He was Apple, then he went to Android, and now he's back to Apple. And I will say that it really didn't make a difference to me. Though I do like knowing when we have a conversation that it's blue. I like to be able to message. I feel like the people closest to me are in blue.
That is one of the chief reasons that iPhone users cite is that they don't like their significant other to come up as green text messages.
Yeah.
Which is how it's coded, whether you're texting somebody who's on the iMessage platform or not.
Yeah.
If they are on iMessage and on another Apple device, it comes up blue. If they're not on another Apple device, they come up green.
Gosh, you know what? Maybe we did have a real rocky patch when it was green. Now that I think about it.
I think for a lot of people, too, when it comes to like sharing phones, it comes to the thing that, Aaron, I know you love the most is the calendar.
Oh, God.
Like, it's very difficult. Maybe there are apps that you can use or whatever, but it's the ease of being on the same page with everybody. So, again, it might sound silly to a lot of people, but people like to live in the same cell phone ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Never the streams shall cross, so to speak. Just got this message from Annie. Bad taste in shoes is a deal breaker for Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she does not like the looks of the shoes that the other person is wearing.
That's a big one for lots of people. Apparently, you know, apparently you can really judge a lot about a person by their shoes.
So there was a friend of the family, and he was a big time ad executive. And one of his things when he would interview for people to come work at the agency is that he would always look at their shoes. And he felt like if you took care of your shoes, the type of shoes, but also taking care of your shoes.
Love it.
If your shoes were like clean in a certain way, he felt that that said a lot about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So that was Peter's thing for sure.
Interesting. I had a friend who once would always check out a guy's. The first thing she would look at was the guy's fingernails to see whether they were clipped or peeled.
Just so peeled for what? Also, that word peeled in conjunction with fingernails.
Yeah, because like, you can tell. And
I have so many deal breakers that I didn't know. We did get a message just as somebody in the 604 saying bad teeth and bad fingernails. Definitely a deal breaker. Oh, peeled. Yeah.
Maybe that's not so silly for a lot of people. What is it for you? 604-280-1035. You can text anytime too. 103535.
Hey there, it's Nat and Drew. With your help, we can make a difference for families facing hunger this Thanksgiving.
Can we ever? Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving is back.
Tomorrow from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at Guilford Town Center, we'll be collecting cash and non-perishables for the Surrey Food Bank.
Join in and help us put the giving in Thanksgiving.
Nat and Drew's Thanks for Giving, supported by California Closets. Details at move1035.ca.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Like one in four Canadian men, I struggled with premature ejaculation, and it was frustrating trying to manage it. I started avoiding intimacy altogether. The doctors at Pollock Clinics explained that premature ejaculation is treatable, and that my years of frustration could come to an end. They addressed the physical and psychological causes to help me last way longer. Now I feel calm and confident in the bedroom. Take control of your sex life. Book your consultation at PollockClinics.com. That's PollockClinics.com.
Attention Save On Food shoppers, we have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver, in Langley.
White Spot knows that one of the hardest Thanksgiving traditions to master is turkey math. Like, how big is a 15-pound turkey? How many people does a 9-kilo turkey feed? Was it 13 minutes per pound? And is this going to be enough to feed the whole family? This Thanksgiving season, skip the turkey math and bring the family to White Spot. Enjoy favorites like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Or pre-order and take away our heat and serve dinner for two and enjoy one free pie. Now that's math everyone can appreciate. On now until October 14th at White Spot. We'll see you soon.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Discover Solana, where life embraces the softer side. Coming soon to the peaceful Willoughby neighborhood of Langley, Solana offers beautifully designed condos from cozy studios to spacious two-bedroom homes. Crafted by Zentera Developments, each home reflects the soft living philosophy, prioritizing rest, simplicity, and a connection with nature. With over 90,000 square feet of amenities, Solana is a community where tranquility thrives. Ready to experience softer living? Google Solana by Zentera.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
Peace by peace. Revolutionary artist Pharrell Williams invites you to Peace by Peace. A first-of-its-kind Lego movie event.
What if we told my story with Lego pieces?
Let's do it.
Discover what it takes to build the greatest hits with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Pusha T, Gwen Stefani, and Snoop Dogg.
I was always a bad gangster, but you brought out the fun in me.
Hell yeah.
Peace by peace.
Get tickets now for Peace by Peace, directed by Morgan Neville, only in theaters this Friday.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. In Surrey, a vehicle with a flat, 176 northbound after 24th. In Langley, a crash, 16th westbound before 200. Golden Ears Bridge, we still have that crash northbound, south end. And a problem in Burnaby, Willingdon, southbound at the Highway 1 on-ramp westbound. Now you earn one Air Miles reward mile for every $10 you spend in-store at participating PharmaSave. It's the perfect way to get to your next rewarding moment faster. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. It's going to be a nice one. The high will be 16, right now 11 degrees.
Jennifer Lopez telling all, her first sit-down interview since splitting from Ben Affleck, and she feels like talking. Details coming up.
Also, it's the Canucks home opener tonight. Max Sakaris from Sakaris and Price is going to join us as we talk Canucks for the 2024-2025 season coming up at 8:30 on Move.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Gotta beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, 'cause I'm feeling like, don't need no coffee, I'm feeling cocky. Beat the energy, 'cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone, music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Sorry, not sorry, can't hear you calling. One woman party, and I'm feeling like, keys and phone, music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone, music, shuffle. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Move 103.5. Jennifer Lopez is getting candid following her split from Ben Affleck.
Here's the scoop.
J-Lo has given her first sit-down interview since filing for divorce. She sat down with Interview Magazine. How's she doing?
You know how I am. I feel what you get is what you see.
Jennifer sat down, had this really big conversation, and was quite vulnerable. She said that her split with Ben almost took her out for good, but now she is on the other side of it. She goes on to say that she feels that there has been a lesson in all of this, and that a lesson that she should have maybe got 2 or 3 times ago. She said times, I'm assuming she means relationships. But she gets it now and she will not need to learn it again. She adds that she is not looking for a new relationship and wants to see what it's like to fly on her own. But she has said, like, listen, this has been sad. This has been lonely. This has been all of these things. And I've been like, it's been pretty dark and I feel like I'm on the other side of it now.
But it's been a few weeks and I'm good.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
She's ready to fly.
Ready to fly. On my own. Solo.
I think it's hard. I think for Jennifer Lopez, it's hard. Like, she's certainly been a serial monogamer. So for her to be like, guys, listen, this time I'm doing it. I'm on my own.
But for somebody who is a serial monogamist, it is, like, I'm sure the single periods are like, I don't know, dog years. A month for a serial monogamist probably feels like a real long time.
Yeah.
Like a real long time. Like at least, you know, a year or two.
Like, I sort of relate to her in the sense that, like, certainly not as many relationships, but I have in, like, my, like, I have been a serial monogamer. Like, I was never really single for that long. And I always thought, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to be you know, I'm going to be out there dating and just doing me and
flying
not dating,
on your own.
Flying on my own and doing all those things. And then I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not. Like, you know, I don't know. And so I hope she can for a bit because I do think it is beneficial. But it is hard for when she tells everybody, like, guys, this time for sure, for sure. It's hard for us to believe it.
This I know for sure. It is good to be Carrie Underwood.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night to take the earth in a primetime fight.
If you're not a football fan, you might not know that Carrie Underwood sings the theme song for Sunday Night Football every week. It's just been revealed how much she makes for singing that theme song because the lyrics are updated every week. I think they have some different video every week as well. It all depends on the two teams that are matched up. It's just been revealed how much she makes for singing the Sunday Night Football theme. It's $1 million a week. A week. There are 18 Sunday night football games a year. She gets paid $18 million to sing that theme song because the lyrics change a little bit every single week.
Okay, so
that is a good gig.
I have a question. Yeah. You love football so much. Like, you're so passionate, but do you love that song?
It is actually, it's a good song.
Okay, yeah. See, then yeah. I think it's worth it.
No, absolutely. A great theme song, is especially in 2024 where, you know, there aren't many great theme songs anymore. I think it's part of the show's trademark, part of the broadcast trademark.
I don't watch football. This is the first time hearing of the song, and I really thought she said it said something Sunday night, something about time.
She's waiting all day for Sunday night.
Oh, was there something about eating a turkey?
What?
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Turkey roast? Is there a turkey roast?
So that clip might have been from a Thanksgiving game.
Oh, it really was turkey.
Because the lyrics, I don't know, maybe. That could have been from a Thanksgiving broadcast.
Like that, is that part of football culture? Is just always you sit down, you eat a turkey and watch the game?
Sounds like fun to me.
The Scoop, weekdays at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.
Move 103.5.
Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all.
on Move 103.5. Don't know whether you heard, but it's opening night for the Canucks. Flames in town. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. It is time to get hockey underway. And to talk Canucks on the cusp of a brand new season, Matt Sakaris from Sakaris & Price, the finest, most nuanced analysis you will find in local sports media. Sakaris & Price, check out the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Nat. Good morning, Drew, you non-skater skew. Yes. Happy hockey season to you.
Yeah, this is your season. This is your Christmas.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, when Matt's saying that we're non-skaters, we are non-skaters. We were talking earlier this morning. It's Wednesday, so it's always a Would You Rather Wednesday. And we do these little fun party game scenarios. And because it is the opening game of the Canucks, one of the scenarios this morning is, would you rather skate nude for 1 minute in front of a packed Rogers Arena? It's packed. There's not an empty seat in the house, and you're naked for a minute. Or pay $50,000. Matt Sakaris, which one are you doing?
I reject the premise entirely. what is this false choice you're giving me?
It's a real choice. It's a party game.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You
got to abide by the rules.
Yeah, well, at my side, I think I'm going to pony up the $50K because I also have vision. What happens if you fall?
I know.
Yeah.
And
what happens
just,
if you to the ice?
And you're turtling.
I'll write the check.
you're turtling like a turtle that's fallen over on its shell and it can't write itself up. That's what I envision for me. I'm also writing a check.
I maintain that both Nat and Matt have too much money. I would be skating.
Yeah.
It's opening night. Matt, at this time last year, there really weren't a whole lot of expectations for the Canucks,
no.
But based on how the year went, now expectations are different. How are you feeling and how do you look at the team as the new season begins?
Yeah, you're so right, Drew. Like at this time last year, even the president of the hockey club was saying, well, if everything goes right, we might be able to make the playoffs. And then they went out and had this extraordinary season where they won the division and got to the second round of the playoffs. Really, with maybe an exception or two, this is the first time Canucks fans go into a season with this teeming optimism since back like 2011, 2012, when they had the really great teams with the Sedins and Luongo. So it's been a long time. Standards have risen throughout the organization, and expectations have certainly risen with the fan base as well.
So they've made a whole bunch of moves, like in the last few days, that I've certainly seen the headlines. And even if you're not like an avid hockey fan, you see the headlines of these moves. Some of them were surprising, I think.
Yeah.
How are you feeling in general?
Well, they've done quite a lot of work on the hockey team since going back to July and free agency. So they've really added wingers this year, Nat. They felt like Elias Pettersson is such a great centerman, but he needed to play with better wingers, so they did that in free agency. And they go into this season with a team on paper that looks to be one of the best in the National Hockey League. So, it was a good team last year. They improved it in season. It's a very good team this year, and I suspect they'll look to be improving it in season as well. It's a really aggressive front office over there right now at Canucks Sports Entertainment. They sense an opportunity here, and they're going to shoot for a Stanley Cup.
So with those higher expectations and the intensity that's there, who has the most pressure?
Well, it has to be Elias Pettersson, Drew. He's just going into the first year of a contract that pays him $11.6 million per year, so perhaps he can help finance Nat and I as we get out of skating. And he didn't really have that great of playoffs. It was his first time in a real deal non-pandemic Stanley Cup playoffs, and he certainly struggled. So there'll be a lot of eyeballs on Elias Pettersson to see if he can live up to that contract and do better than when we last saw him.
He said that he actually was playing with like a knee injury through some of it,
yeah.
Or something that was, he sort of said just recently that there was an injury there. So that could explain it. Or maybe he's making it up. Maybe he's like, I was sore.
Your words, not mine, Nat. No. But yeah, it knee tendonitis. And he was challenged by his head coach, Rick Tocchet, and by his general manager, Patrick Alvin, that, hey, you know, you have to play through lots of pain in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's the prerequisite. That's what happens with winning clubs.
Well, we're hoping for another super fun year. It all begins tonight, 7 o'clock. Puck drops on a brand new season of Canucks hockey for the best, finest, most insightful, nuanced coverage.
You're
of the
kind.
Canucks this season. Check out Sakaris and Price, the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Matthew.
I'll be working on my skating stride.
Talk to you next time.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 central on CTV.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Celebrate the changing tides of fall at Vancouver Aquarium's Fantastic Fall Days. Fall in love with over 65,000 adorable animals, including a newly rescued sea otter pup. Uncover hidden treasures in the wet lab. Warm up with cozy fall treats and immerse all your senses in a new limited-time 4D movie experience. Discoveries await around every corner. Splash into fall family fun during Fantastic Fall Days. On now through October 31st. Plan your visit at VancouverAquarium.com.
Advance voting starts this week for the provincial general election.
I voted in advance in the last election, and it was a breeze.
Advance voting places will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 10th to 13th and October 15th and 16th. Look for your Where to Vote card in the mail, which shows your advance voting places and when they are open.
I like saving time, so I always vote in advance.
Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
We all have the power to shape the world. We're connected to the world we share, to each other. I am future. I wait in the world of Echo.
Discover the extraordinary with Echo, the spectacular new show by Cirque du Soleil, now playing under the big top at Concord Pacific Place.
The world is yours to create.
Tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Echo thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and its official partners Air Canada and MasterCard.
At Real Canadian Superstore, find more ways to save than any other major grocer. Thanksgiving's creeping up, so pick up sweet potatoes at only 74 cents a pound before the offer ends October 9th. Plus, don't forget to grab a delicious utility-grade turkey. See flyer for details. Gobble, gobble!
At PharmaSave, we see you, looking for ways to stay on track with your medications. Talk to your PharmaSave pharmacist about medication blister packing, so you never miss another dose.
Live well with PharmaSave.
Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us again is Ramon Salinas, Regional Director for Chambers Plan Employee Benefits. Ramon, there are a lot of treatment options for what ails us. What types of features are included in Chambers Plan Extended Health Plans?
Chambers Plan has a whole breadth of features covered in our health plans. Most commonly, it's coverage for prescription drugs and paramedical services such as physiotherapy, massage therapy, chiropractic, and acupuncture services.
All right, but here's the million-dollar question. Are pre-existing conditions included?
Yes, Chambers Plan offers health options that are guaranteed issue for all size businesses where no medical questionnaires are required.
Thanks for the info, Ramon. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca. That's chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson. Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9 on CTV.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a vehicle with a flat in Surrey, 176 northbound after 24th. They've cleared a crash in Langley, 16th Avenue westbound before 200th Street. Heard of Paxlovid, an oral medication from Pfizer? Learning about it is simple. Ask your pharmacist or doctor if it could be right for you. Paxlovid. Get to know it. We've got some sunshine ahead today. A few clouds here and there, but it's going to be a nice, dry, sunny day here and there. The high will be 16, right now 12 degrees.
Hey.
both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get going. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Damn, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes.
Jackson, Move 103.5. Earlier this morning, we were talking about silly dating deal breakers after we saw this poll where almost one quarter of single iPhone users say it would be an absolute deal breaker if they found out the person they just started dating was on an Android. If they used an Android instead of another Apple product, done. Over. Not getting any further invested into this going nowhere relationship.
Like, so, you know, for me, I'm like, if you don't like animals, like if you're like, oh, I don't like animals, like that's a deal breaker. Like you don't like dogs. Not that you don't have a dog, but you don't like them.
Right.
Like that's a deal. I feel like that's a legitimate deal breaker. Not having an iPhone doesn't feel like a deal breaker.
So Davi feels the same way. Davi heard us talking about this earlier. And Davi, you can relate to this. You wouldn't date anybody either if they were on an Android.
Oh, not for sure not, because my entire place, I am an Apple crazy person. So if you have an Android, it's not for me.
Like, even if you're so into this person, like they are smart. They are funny.
Smoking hot.
They smell great. Great hygiene. Like beautiful
rich.
Teeth. They're rich. They're rich, Davi. They are
the person of your
dreams.
You're putting me on a spot. No, it's hard. Like you mentioned, the calendar doesn't work. And no. Apple for me is everything. So it's a deal breaker for sure. And bad breath. That's something that
Bad breath, I kind of get. But the idea that if they do not use Apple and they're perfect for you, that you're like, I'm sorry.
Well, the whole thing about texting, when I see the green thing, like I text you guys, it's like, come on, why don't you have a blue collar here instead of a green? So it's definitely not an iPhone.
I do apologize for our texting platform here at Move 103.5. I apologize it's not on an Apple system. So yes, the messages you would get back from us would be green. I'm sorry. That's always a very uncomfortable situation to deal with.
But Davi, if you texted us all personally, we would all respond to you with blue.
Aw.
Davi, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Davi. 604-280-1035. You can text anytime, too, at 103535. You will get a green response back.
Sorry. Misty says a deal breaker for her is if somebody chews with their mouth open, which... I get. I don't know whether
that doesn't feel silly to me when you're dealing with an adult.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like again, if you're having dinner with a 10-year-old, they're 10. If you're having dinner with a 25-year-old, I feel like their mouth should be closed.
They should have learned to chew with their mouth closed.
Somewhere in those 15 years, you would learn that.
Yeah, Linda says someone shorter than her is a deal breaker, and then she says, "Sorry, short kings." Sorry about that. And then somebody here who didn't leave her name but said three deal breakers: must have a job, must have a car. Those are absolutes. And if they're over 30, can't live at home.
Are those silly?
I think the car one for me is.
Okay.
Car one, like, is sort of like silly. Like, if they're self-sufficient, like, why do you need a car? You know what I mean? Like, it's only a deal breaker if they, you know, don't have a car because they had a whole bunch of DUIs. Then that's serious.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year,
And I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When did it February? A step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone. And I feel the lump form in my throat. Cause I'm here alone. Just dancing with my eyes closed.
Touch you, your skin, I want it, babe, I'm on money. Feeling you touching me, baby, it's bittersweet. Yes, I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games where you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's fire. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you ain't easy. Baby, you're what I crave. And I wouldn't wanna waste it. Late at night when I need more you. All damn night gonna need more you. Take me away. Take me away. I said loving you ain't easy. But you're doing it just the same. You're doing it's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it highest days. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break out. Oh, your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
103.5 and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way. The at work play at 9:35. The answer to question one is Gucci. Gucci. Hopefully that gets you $1,000 this morning.
We also have tickets to Kylie Minogue to give away just for casting a vote in this morning's Throwback Throwdown. You'll automatically go on that draw. First music from Taylor Swift. Move 103.5. Good morning.
I have this thing where this